Jesus Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Jesus Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Jesus Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. Amen. For whatever reason, this week's readings gave me a great deal of trouble. Despite or perhaps because our gospel reading carries one of Scripture's most famous verses, I found myself struggling with what to say. It's easy to be glib, it's easy to be trite, it's easy to be dismissive of this famous verse, John 3:16, that Luther called the gospel in miniature. And perhaps because I've heard it too many times, seen it at too many sports games, or commented on that too many times at Beer and Bible. Our constant theme was, which of these verses would you put on a sign at a sporting match? Almost as if to give us the opportunity to replace John 3:16 with something else. And I think maybe it has something to do with my growing up, but it's easy enough for me to make some sort of transcendental move that in one swift act replaces the heaviness of the cross with some sort of spiritualized escape. And yet I think this is what St. Paul precisely warns us against. This story makes no sense. This story, if we dare to wrestle with it, will trip us up. If we try to play it cool and apply John 3:16 and the rest of that passage from John's gospel to our daily life, acting as if the gospel is somehow rational or wise or cool, it's pointed out all too quickly that it is not. I'm not sure that there's a marketing company in the world who could sell this. The very fact that we call it good news does not even compute in our escapist culture. A culture so fixated on youth and glamour and upward mobility and success that the very, very earthy, grounded, street-level, life-and-death message of the cross is outright rejected. This is a story of victory, to be sure, but is also a story about our common humanity. And in a world seeking transcendence, in a world seeking escape, the message of the cross calls us down from our mountaintops and soapboxes to embrace a broken Savior as we follow Jesus on his journey to the cross. I spent some time staring at the crucifixion window this afternoon, and I felt my resolve melt. It's obvious why people mock those signs at sporting matches, because it's foolishness, all foolishness. There is nothing I can say to make this make sense. There is no argument I can make or apologetic I can employ to once and for all prove why this gospel is good news. Because Jesus, he came with no political agenda, or rather he came with no political agenda like we'd seen or heard before. Stumped and mystified each and every time he opened his mouth, we widened our eyes, staring with disbelief, wrestling with brief waves of doubt. Were we going the wrong way? Did his words really ring true? Would this path actually lead to life? Or more likely, certain death? Peace. We all long for peace, but under occupation, captivity is more than military, hearts, souls, and minds entangled in binding paralysis, waves of fear trembling here as imaginations scramble and struggle, wrestling to break free. PTSD delivered at the hands of an occupying force, consciences unconsciously colonized by corporate-sponsored cartels, these captors whose ads fuel dreams of better, all the while driving us to feel worse. And long before anyone had heard of Stockholm and its captive syndrome, Christ preached freedom for those who are near and those who are far off. Christ preached peace, no flimsy accord negotiated in boardrooms between the world's warlords, but holistic, all-encompassing shalom in the community of creation. Christ preached and lived reconciliation, calling settlers like us to seek forgiveness as the truth is exposed. And Christ preached welcome for widows and orphans, for children and teachers, for those this world and its leaders choose time and again to leave behind. From the cross, lifted high and for all the world to see, Christ preached love. Love, but not a victory march. Love so amazing, so divine, it demands our souls, our lives, our all. Amen.